Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
And it is time for the thread question, which means that Tracy Mumford is sitting in front of me.
Hello.
Hey, Trace. Let's talk about books. The thread question this week is, what is happening with this plunge in ebook sales? And it's the UK consumer ebook sales dropped 17%. And in the US, they dropped 20% last year. Ebook sales were supposed to be, you know, the thing that was supposed to totally overtake.
The ebook apocalypse.
Exactly. paper books were a thing of the past. We were never going to pick them up again. And clearly, that's not happening. They've actually, these levels have dropped down.
The numbers again, UK numbers and
UK's
US.
Were 17%. They dropped. And the US, for the first 9 months of 2016, they dropped 19%. So these are big jumps. They're dropping down to the levels of like 2011 when ebooks first hit the market. And what's happening here is it's not that people aren't reading.
Right.
It's that they're paper book sale.
Or that they
sales,
aren't reading ebooks.
Right.
Which they are.
They are, but not they're choosing paper and hardcover books over ebooks. What we're seeing here is what we thought was going to be this big revolution, but people are having screen fatigue. They're saying, you know, I already spend all day staring at a screen, or I already spend too much time on my phone. I don't want to look at another screen. If I'm going to read, I'm going to pick up a paperback, is the trend that people in the publishing industry are identifying.
And
here.
Do we know, is it paperback, hardback? We don't know that yet necessarily.
So paperback sales are surging more than hardcover, which just makes sense. I mean, they're a
sure.
cheaper item.
Right.
So paperback sales are going up, hardcover sales are going up, but not as much. And ebooks are dropping because of what they're saying is just screen fatigue here.
Well, when you think about how much time we spend on screens,
mm-hmm.
from the time we wake up.
Right. You're looking at a screen all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, they're admitting that there just are things that work better in paper, right? Like kids' books, it's hard to make that jump to an ebook. Cookbooks, people still want to hold the book and look at the pictures and have the recipes in front of them. And then it was interesting, this publishing expert's always also saying that biographies are just far more popular in paper than on ebooks. So there are these genres that are not making the leap into the digital format, and people are really sticking to paper.
What about those genres where you were able to pick which way you wanted the book to go?
Right. So that's an interesting thing, that an ebook that you could read, and then when you're tired of reading, it would turn into an audiobook and you could just listen.
Ooh.
And they haven't really, that hasn't become as widespread as it needs to be to really catch on. But that's one of the game-changing things that maybe could push ebooks back up the charts if we get kind of these hybrid models, if they keep experimenting with what an ebook is.
But still, that's not how most people read ebooks. Aren't they still on their Kindle? I'm getting on the airplane. I want 10 books to go with me.
Exactly. And if you think about it, if you leave your book on the plane, that's one thing. If you leave your ebook on the plane, it's a little bit more expensive. So maybe people are afraid of losing another device.
I'm always afraid of losing my device.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.